This is the Thursday, May 20th edition of the Daily Wager Podcast. We've got you covered with a wide variety of action for tonight, so settle in. We'll set you up in the next 10 minutes with everything you need to know heading into the betting day. Welcome to the Daily Wager Podcast, presented by DraftKings, America's top-rated daily fantasy app. I'm Tyler Foljam, flying solo on the Daily Wager Pod today. It's kind of a light card, and we're going to spend all of it in the association. We do have one playoff play-in game in the Eastern Conference today, or this evening, I should say, and that, of course, is the Pacers taking on the Washington Wizards. The Wizards fell to the Celtics in the 7-8 game. The Pacers dismantled the Hornets in the 9-10 game. So the winner of this gets the 8 seed and the Philadelphia 76ers in the first round of the Eastern Conference playoffs. I'm going to put the 3.5 points in my pocket with the Pacers. The Wizards were great closing out the regular season, obviously, but they did not look like the same team against the Boston Celtics. Jason Tatum had that 50-piece wing dinner, as our buddy Kendrick Perkins would say. And the Pacers, I think they can give Washington a second straight loss. Malcolm Brogdon came back, played 21 minutes, and looked good. I suspect his minutes or workload will increase a little bit. Domantas Sabonis has been an absolute terror down the stretch here in the month of May to close out the regular season in that matchup against Charlotte Hornets. Sabonis had 21 rebounds. He was doing a little bit of everything, wasn't scoring quite as efficiently, but the guy's just been an absolute beast. So I think Sabonis and Brogdon are a little bit better as a tandem with guys like McDermott, with McConnell, with O'Shea Prezet. I think they're a little bit deeper in Indy. So with a 3.5-point cushion to work with, I'll take that with the Pacers. I think they can win this game outright, but I do think we have a close one here. The Beal hamstring injury concerns me just a little bit too much to back the Wizards right now. Speaking of Sabonis, there's a player prop that I like in this bad boy, and that's Sabonis going over, yes, over 14.5 rebounds. It's even money, so whatever you invest, you'll get back in return. Over his past two games, Sabonis is averaging 18.5 boards in 35.5 minutes played in that matchup against the Charlotte Hornets, which admittedly is a much, much easier matchup than the Washington Wizards. Sabonis had 21 rebounds in just 32 minutes played. So if he gets his requisite 36, 37, 38 minutes in this matchup, because it stays close, I think he'll go over 14.5 rebounds. Again, he's been averaging 18.5 the last two games that he has played. Finally, I'll close it out with a series that won't start until the weekend in the Western Conference. I don't know why. I don't know how. But the Nuggets are underdogs in the series price against the Portland Trailblazers. So plus 105 for the Denver Nuggets. I know the Blazers can score. I know they're good. But their defense was the second worst in the NBA this year as far as defensive rating. Only the Sacramento Kings were worse. And I'm sorry, when you have scorers like Michael Porter Jr. and the league's MVP, Nikola Jokic, I know Jamal Murray is out, but to beat the Nuggets, I think you need to have a good defense, not a great offense. So I don't like this matchup for Portland, a great offensive team, but one that is just not good defensively. I think MPJ and Nikola Jokic are going to have an easy time getting buckets whenever they want, and they'll make a few more stops in this series than the Blazers will. So the fact that I get the Nuggets, a team that should be favored at a plus value price, I will lean into that all day long. That's it for today. 10 minutes of the bets you need, as promised. Please do us a favor and don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe if you're enjoying the show. It helps us out tremendously. Good luck and good gambling this weekend. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.